kursi yerinden ben Hertika Girid Haricim ki Sisi Guru Gauran Sisi Radha Madan Mohan Panchatattatma Chakraur Hari ki Sisi Guru Gauran Sisi Radha Nayana Nath Jiu ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pa Ashtattar Shatasi Si Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pa Ashtattar Shatasi Si Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj ki Jai Srila Gaur Kishar Dal Babaji Maharaj ki Jai Srila Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki Jai Vaishnav Sarvabhaum Srila Jagannath Dal Babaji Maharaj ki Jai Sri Roop Sanatan Bhatt Raghunath Sri Jeev Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunath Sarva Goswami Prabhu ki Sahagana Sarup Damodar Goswami Prabhu ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adyaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Govardhan Vrindavan Sri Radha Kunda Sham Kunda ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki Sarva Vigna Vinashanakari Sri Nishinha Dev Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Parivrajaka Charjati Jan Nishan Simad Bhakti Rakhak Siddhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Parivrajaka Charjati Jan Nishan Simad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj ki Param Pujya Pad Parivrajaka Charjati Jan Nishan Simad Bhakti Kumud Santa Goswami Maharaj ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Parivrajaka Charjati Jan Nishan Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki Param Pujya Pad Shiksha Guru Bark Param Pujya Pad Parivrajaka Charjati Jan Nishan Simad Bhakti Saran Trivikram Maharaj ki Dandishyam Simad Bhakti Sundar Narasingha Maharaj ki Dandishyam Simad Bhakti Sarvasya Nishpinchan Maharaj ki Tridandi Pad Gan ki Samagata Bhakta Vrinda ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan Yesterday, we could not complete the topic about the holy biography of Jiva Goswami. And this time also is restricted. You cannot get free time. It will be difficult. But can be done. Everything is controlled by Supreme Lord. Other persons are doing at his instance, direction. Isn't that it? Can anybody do anything without his direction? Then he will lose his absolute position. Even a leaf of a tree cannot move without his approval. If you say, leaf can move without the approval of Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will lose his supremacy. You understood me? Then, at his direction, everything is done, and the person, the devotee, who has taken shelter to him, under all circumstances, he remains calm and safe because of this. Because of this knowledge, nobody can disturb, but I am disturbed. I see that it is not correct. What is going on now, not correct. I cannot see the adjustment. I see everything maladjusted. So I am worried. I also disturb others. Isn't that it? Understand me? You understood me? If anybody has got this sort of belief, complete surrender to Supreme Lord's will, he always remains calm and safe. Nobody on earth would disturb the mind of Ambarish Maharaj. Nobody on earth would disturb the mind of Prahlada. Have you gone through the biographies? Practical life. I've got no capacity to disturb. There is such a plane. We shall be disturbed. Now, by the grace of Vaishnava, we can get everything. You also do this Bhaktivinoda's writing. Where? Vaishnava Thakur? You remember? Where? Vaishnava Thakur? Where? Is that it? You remember it? Is that a Karuna Kori? Gya? Padachaya. Shodhayam. Tomorrow? What Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching? Vaishnava, real Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava. By the grace of Vaishnava, you can get everything. And they are all mercy. They are sagar. Their compassion is like a white ocean. You will not find any limitation of the compassion. Unlimited. Without the blessing of Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, one cannot serve Krishna and Krishna Bhakta. So by Krishna's desire, this has been sent to me. Is that it? To teach us. You have started speaking. Don't taking the blessings. And Vaishnav, they know this. And Vaishnav, they're now inspired or they have been directed. Spirit Lord is remains in the heart of everybody. Take, bring one prasadi mala from the temple and give him. Then he will have the power to speak. Unnecessarily, you have not brought. This is necessary. In the roundabout way, he is teaching us. You have started a class, but it has become incomplete. One to speak about Radha Krishna, who is daily worshipped in the temple, and without taking his grace, you have started. Is it correct? Not correct. So, he has directed one of the devotees, go and bring that. Offer that blessing to him. Everything is done by his will. Vaishnava, in the form of grace incarnate form, he graces us. Without the grace incarnate form, he cannot go to him. He cannot have contact with him. Can you see the sun without the help of the light of the sun? Ignoring the light. I shall ignore the light. Now in the night I shall see sun. You collect your own lights, old Calcutta lights. Can you see sun in the night? And when sun will rise, if you collect the whole world's light, by that light you will not see. It is nothing. When sun will rise, you have to accept the light of the sun. And through the light of the sun you can see. You have got enough lights which you have collected by your own endeavor, that will not help you to see the sun. Those who have got no light, they are in the same positions, and those who have got enough light, they are in the same. Like that, those who have got enough knowledge, worldly knowledge, very literary scholar, and another is fool in the sense of his worldly education, no worldly education. They are on the same platform in regard to Supreme Lord, who is self-appointed. And you will find example. Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was the guru of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj could not write his name. He had no academic knowledge. And our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in one listen, a very learned person. Why he accepted him as guru? Because self-effulgent knowledge, divine knowledge, descended in his heart. And he is the greatest incarnate form. Without the grace of a Shuddha Bhakta, nobody can know Krishna, or nobody can get the service of Krishna. The qualification, what is the qualification? Not this worldly education. Whether you can speak English or Hindi or Bengali, that is not the qualification. Qualification is he must be the grace incarnate form of Supreme God, who is non-different from Supreme God. Outwardly you are seeing Gaurishuddhanta Prabhupada, but our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur was sent to him by Bhakti Thakur. Go and take his grace. And he said, I will not make disciple. If I make disciple, then that will be a kind of harm to me to worship Krishna. I love to think about that person. No. I cannot misuse my time. I want to engage my whole time for this service. I should not make it. Oh, listen. Then there are many other gurus. But he did not do this. As for example, if I came to Gurudev, our Gurudev, and Gurudev said, I will not give you Rina, I have no desire. All right, there are many other gurus. I shall have this sort of offending mentality in the heart. Immediately I shall go to Rina. I saw. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur is teaching us, without the grace of a bona fide devotee, you will not get the object. There will be so-called gurus many. I must get his grace. He is repeatedly praying. I repeatedly refused. We heard 13 times. Can any person here, after being refused 13 times, will be pleased with that person? He will be offended. Don't like this person. Because actually, those who sincerely want, they also want his real guru. When that knowledge comes to him, he will not go to anywhere. After 13 times of refusal, when he again came, then he said, all right, I shall ask Mahaprabhu. If Mahaprabhu orders, then I shall. All right. After some days, he again came. Have you asked Mahaprabhu? No, I have forgotten. I told this person. Forgotten. Krishna Rasa Goswami, in spite of that, did not go to any other person. Again he came. Yavas. Yes, I was. What he said? He ordered me, that person is very proud. It's a vanity. He should not be given one. Then his face became pale. Supreme Lord and prohibited after that what he did about testing him so much time. Nobody dared to touch the lotus feet of Guru Krishna. In worldly sense, he may be a great person with great position, etc. Rich person or very dignified person. The trust will curse him. Everything will be destroyed. Always very much afraid. They are making offenses from a distance. Nobody dare to trust him. What he did? He took all the dust of his own feet, his own hand, and those dust is despairing over. An important spiritual power. And said, you are the right person to get Vrindavan. Diksha, right person. And you are the right person to preach, to spread the divine message or gospel of divine message of Lord Chaitanya. But in worldly sense, he could not write his own name. No education. But our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur used to say, he is living Vaishnava. Living Bhagavat. Bhagavat we see as book or Bhagavat in the name of the Vaishnava. But he is living Vaishnava, living Bhagavat. Actually. Was tremendous with severity, tremendous penance outside without taking any food, remaining under the broken boat, under the broken boat, not even a cottage, and without any cloth. Some person they came, it is now very cold. Cold breeze that playing here by the side of the Ganges and the confluence of Ganges and the Saraswati. This cool time gave me. We should use it. But he did not use it. He fastened that and kept it on the top of the boat. That person came. Why you are not wearing that? Oh, by seeing that, cold will fly, will clear. Cold will not come by seeing that. I do not recall. Doing all his Harinam. Sometimes taking the earth of the Ganges. After begging from door to door, the food was thrown to the Ganges and one morsel of food. And whole day was doing Harinam. Can any person can do this? Sometimes taking the water of the Ganges. Something is out. But by doing Harinam, the transcendental pastimes of Krishna descended in his heart. And he was seeing everything. By revealing in Navadvip, he saw in Vrindavan, Govindi's temple, there the garden, some goats entered there. They are spoiling the flowers. And he was uttering, hot, 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 hot. Yes. To drive them. You are here, Navadvip, and you are driving the goats at Vrindavan. You understand? What sort of Mahatma? Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Guru could understand this. So he did not go to any other person. Ultimately, by his devotion, he got the grace. Like the Narottam Thakurs. He also, when he went to Vrindavan, he decided to take the grace of Loknath Goswami. And Loknath Goswami said, I do not give Harinam to anybody. If I give, then I shall be person. I shall have to the duty to look after that person. That decide. No. Go to somebody else. Narottam Thakur went. He greatly asked. No. Then what Narottam Thakur did? Loknath Goswami, at that time, this Vrindavan was not a city. Vrindavan is Vrindavan. Very forest. Whole area was forest. And those who were staying there, they used to go outside for evacuation. There was no latrine. There was latrine, commode, all these things necessary. Otherwise I could not remain. You have to stay there. No commode, no latrine. You have to go to the field. Namaste. I don't know. This nasty place. But Narottam Thakur was the son of a king, an ordinary person. What he used to do, where Loknath Goswami was going for his vacation, he used to go there and sweep all those things, clean by his own hand, and kept very sacred art there for rubbing the hands, for washing the hands. And Loknath Goswami was astonished. Why must you come here? At that time, so many bad smell was there. But today, tonight, no bad smell. What is this? Is it magic? Every, at little late, and just before sunrise, we used to go there at dawn. Quite clean. What is this? Who is doing this? I don't understand. One day, he used to remain under a tree and used to do harida. And I shall stay there under a tree. He stayed there under a tree and was doing harida. At midnight, he saw some person enter there and with a broomstick he was sweeping there. Clean. Then he shouted, "Who are you?" I shall not speak loudly in private. With the heart disease. And he spoke loudly. Then he was frightened. Fell down on the ground. Prostrate obeisances. Leg alternately. And who are you? Doing this? That's the king, right? You are a king's son? You are giving the trouble? The sweepers will do. Why are you? For getting your grace. Weeping. Loudly weeping. Then his heart melted. All right. It was supposed to be. By serving. Another question. Is there another instance? He was forced to give mantra. Like that. You can get the grace of Jiva Goswami after Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He became the head of all Vaishnava Sampradayas. Vaishnava Sampradayas, understand, sect. Vaishnava school of thought. There are so many in Orissa, in Bengal, Gaur Desh, and in Vrindavan. Previously, his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are the highest preceptors, you may say chancellor, highest position. And after that, Rupa Goswami got the highest position. Rupa Goswami, he played the best times. After getting the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, already you have heard, when he came to Bodhi Dham, when Nityananda Prabhu graced him, and through him, Nityananda Prabhu showed the glory of the Bodhi Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that. And by his order, your predecessors, your objects of worship, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they performed bhajan in Vrindavan. You should go there and perform bhajan. Your lineage is like this. You should go. And on the way, he had been to Benaras, Madhusudan Pacheshpati. Played the best times of getting, of studying different scriptures. Everything is there already. Because it's Bilas Manjari. But outside, to show the outside people. He got education from Madhusudan Pacheshpati. very learned, tremendously learned. Very learned, tremendously. But that is, you will see, when Jiva Goswami was there, and Gurudev Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Siksha Guru, both are good. When Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami renounced House of Light, being a Prime Minister, Sanatana Goswami, a great officer, at that time, Jiva Goswami also did not like to stay in the house with property, with all money and property and buildings. He was disgusted with all these things. My object to worship Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, left the house. Why I should? And at the boyhood, he used to play with the other small boys with the deities of Krishna and Balaram, and always serving them, deities, and offering them, then he used to take. And after that, when he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu was dancing in his dream with other devotees, then he became mad and he renounced everything and went to Prabhupada and Nityananda progressed. But you have heard, and by his order, he was going to Vrindavan. On the way, he had been to Banaras and played the pastimes of studying different scriptures. And when he went there and one Pandit, Digvijay Pandit, you know, world conqueror Pandit.
All directions.
To conquer the whole world. A great Pandit. When he came there, all the erudite scholars there and all the acharyas there, they are afraid. They did not dare to debate with him, argue with him. Come. They said, you go to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are there. Where? Under the tree. If we can conquer them, then we shall accept. Alright? He went there. I have come to you. If you got the courage to argue with me, then argue. Otherwise, in writing you have to say, I have been defeated. With your signature. Then I shall release you. Otherwise, start debating with me. Rupa Goswami, oh, I am to write, yes. Give me paper. Yes, I have been defeated by you. So Rupa Goswami, they have given their life for the service of Sri Krishna. He did not want to spoil the time debating with a person, a bandy arguments, only for worldly prestige or worldly dignity or worldly name and fame. This is the cause of bondage. Alright. Sanatana Goswami, he went to Sanatana Goswami, he also. And he brought that. Your Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami could not dare to speak with me. That's it. Much. is saddened. Now what can we do? But they know Jiva Goswami, although a small boy, young, but very forceful. When you will see that is Gurudev has written this, and he will not tolerate. Then he said, yes, they have given you this letter that they have been defeated, but you should defeat also his disciple, Jiva Goswami. Who is you? He said, young boy. Young boy? You need my prestige. No, unless he will not defeat him, he shall not accept. All right. He went to Jiva Goswami. You are the disciple of Jiva Goswami. Yes. You see, your Gurudev did not dare to argue with me. He has given this signature. Sanatana Goswami also, they are defeated. They have the courage to debate with me, others write down. Then he saw. Jiva Goswami thought, if this record remains, the whole world will be deprived of the grace of the Lord. But they are grace incarnate. They will not understand the humbleness of our Gurudev. And Sanatana Goswami will commit offense. This Pandit is the greater, higher Pandit than this. And their teaching has got no value. World will understand that. World is also foolish, fools there. They will not understand their humbleness. I do not allow this as a disciple. It is my duty to keep the dignity of my Gurudev so that no person in the world will commit offense against us. If the other person says, you are very proud, you started debating Gurudev, let other person, please be or debate me, pardon them. He said, yes, I shall debate with you. On the condition, if you are defeated, I shall tear this. Yes? On that condition. So much powerful. Right? Start. Then start debating. And Jiva Goswami was refuting his whole contention. And that person was so much embarrassed position that he passed urine and stool. The record has been destroyed. So whole world is rescued by Jiva Goswami. We should be grateful to him. Our instructor will say, this is humbleness. Actually, this is humbleness. Now, when Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami came to learn this, then they were very much rejected. This person, these worldly minded persons, we have people, he wants some name and fame, so I have written already. in spite of sin that we have given to respect, why you have departed with him? They became displeased, but inwardly pleased. They are also correct. One should not debate for debate's sake, for getting name. And whatever Jiva Goswami did, correct. And whatever Lubha Goswami Sanatana Goswami chastised or reproached Jiva Goswami for this action, for doing this, it is also correct. Both. But when Vallabhacharya, who took mantra from the other Pandit Krishna, but took sannyas from Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and he had got respect for Mahaprabhu, and when he went to see Rupa Goswami, he had respect. He was writing Bhakti Rasamrita Siddha. Can I see? Yes. In the Mangalacharan prologue, Mangalacharan, you know, Mangalacharan, introduction of the writing. That is, introduction means prayer for the blessings, for divine benediction, before writing anything. In that way we say Mangalachar, not only prologue, before the commencement, but when a Vaishnava writes any scripture, before that he submits a prayer to Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan for that grace. That is called Mangalacharan, before commencement of the writing, poem, a drama or anything. You say prologue, but prologue is materially used. Mangalacharan, there is no word, one word. There are many words you don't find in Western countries, what can be done. We say Mangalacharan. And who saw that? Then he found fault in this, flaws. These are the defects in this Mangalacharan prologue.
Vallabhacharya?
Yes. Then Guru, you should correct this. What to correct? Correct. And Jiva Goswami was there. This person, he saw the defects in the writing of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami corrected it. I should go. I should not tolerate this. He went to the Jamuna river for taking bath. At that time, Jiva Goswami also went there and approached him. What you have written? In the writing of my Gurudev, what have written? Yes, Gurudev, I have corrected it. Mangalacharan. What correction you have done? This Mangalacharan, this defect. He refuted that. Whatever he wrote, that is correct. Your correction is wrong. And he was astonished to see this young boy. Oh yes, you are correct. I shall go and meet the professionals, all of them. I have committed offense. You went there, I have committed offense. Whatever you have written, that is correct. I am astonished to see your disciples, so much knowledge. It is very correct. The Rupa Goswami became annoyed. Again you have done this? I do not want you. Go from this place. Go from this place. To eastern side. Rupa Goswami was disappointed. Gurudev, he said, I don't want you. You have got vanity. Again you have done this. Then he went to Nandaghat. We could not go there, we cannot go there now, nowadays. Because we go to Bhadravan. Bhadravan from a distance. Nandaghat. Without walking, you will not go there. No car can go there. When we used to perform parikrama on foot, we used to go there. And there are camps there, Nandaghat. Nandaghat, he went there. And he was worshipping the Radha Krishna. Great penance without taking food, sometimes taking water, sometimes nothing. He became very much weak because I have committed offense, I have been deprived of the grace of Gurudev. All the Prajavasis, they had got great respect for the Krishna. Oh, so tremendously performing Raja. You take something, you take. You are requesting repeatedly. Then they are very much afraid this person will die. What is this? Then Sanatana Goswami happened to be there. By seeing Sanatana, Sanatana Goswami was respected by all the Vrajavasis. You see, one Vrajavasi is here. Very good Bhagavad Gita. All his perfect worship. But he's not taking anything. He'll die. Please tell. What is this? When he went there and saw Jeev, oh, what is this? You are here. You are not taking anything. Why? You should take. The Gurudev is dissatisfied with me. Then, no, no. Come with me. He'll take him. He took Jiva Goswami and brought him to Jiva Goswami. He should grace him. He was, without taking food, he will die. Why are you so harsh? Whatever he did, correct. And whatever Goswami did, that is also correct. How? Rupa Goswami said, one should not debate with anybody for getting mundane name and fame. In that way. And also, Jiva Goswami is correct because he has saved others competing offense with Lotus Feet. Rupa Goswami. Both are correct. We have to assimilate that. Proper assimilation is necessary for getting progress in the bhajan. You will find in Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami's object of worship is Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar temple, why? Swami Maharaj stayed there. For 3 years, when Abhay Charan Dasprabhu, he was a household devotee. when he took sannyas and stayed there, and we also reached Vrindavan. We have got our Vrindavan bot. I heard that he took sannyas, he has taken sannyas and he is there. Let me go to make obeisance, because he is god brother of our Guru Maharaj. Disciple Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvadeshanta. We make obeisance to the household devotee of Bhakti Sarvadeshanta. Where? If he, any household devotee of Bhakti Sarvadeshanta, Param Gurudev, he is god brother of our Gurudev, he is object of us. So, we should go. With some other persons, I have been to that place. And saw him. Then he was very glad to see me. You see this monthly magazine, Back to Home, Back to Godhead. And go through this writing. I tried to go through, so indistinct printing, of Vrindavan printing, very difficult to understand. Somehow I tried to go through. Then I have written all the other things also, other subjects. You see to it, look to it. Everything printed very indistinct print. So many mistakes are there. At that time, I only submit my prayer. Will you not go to our mat? Our Gurudev is there. Yes, I shall go tomorrow to meet your Gurudev. Tell him, our Gurudev will not be here. He is always on tour. He has come here. After some days, he will go to some other place. I shall go tomorrow. Then he came to Vrindavan Mat. And that room you have seen? Same room. In that room. Now there are so many buildings. That time not so many buildings. He entered into the room and nobody entered. I and no other person. There consulting, you don't know what they are speaking. What they are speaking. After that, I am to finish. When he came out, about an hour, when he came out, I was going behind him. He went to the gate. Now the gate has been changed, they have made some. That gate in that front, left side. From the Guru Maharaj side to left. There is another right, left side. The main road. He went there. Again he returned and called me. What is this? I went there. I have got the desire. Go outside India to preach the gospel of divine love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Will you go with me? I was disturbed. What I should say? Because God brother or Gurudev has puzzled. I only said, I am the secretary, and there are so many things to be done now. Everything is complete. I am to do all the works. How can I go? He became disappointed. He tried to get some person with him, but he could not get. He went alone, and we heard he first went to Boston. This time he had been Boston. So, I had that remembrance, for that remembrance, wherever I saw there is a mot, I used to go there. Not to deliver speech, but to bow down to him, to forgive me for my offenses. I have no other way. If I go, that is also, I may commit offense with Gurudev. If I do not go, both Shiksha Guru. What can be done? Dilemma. So, what that even he had done, it is a wonderful thing. Should be accepted. That is it. But when I send information, they are afraid. Samiji, you shouldn't speak anything. You should come and have torture and only take prasad. I have put some prohibition of taking prasad. I shall take some fruits, etc. My health is such. No, I don't want to deliver speech. But once what happens, in Honolulu, they said, alright, if they do not want me, then I shall not go there. But if they allow me, I want to go there to make obeisance to only for that, not for delivery. Then, what in charge was a lady devotee. I have forgotten her name. And I went there, darshan of deities, and also they have made the arrangement of prasad and everything. And I was sitting on the ground before the temple, before the deity. There is a place, Sankirtan Bhavan. And so many, about 5, 7, 8 persons, they sat around me and they started asking questions. I replied, but I was replying with fear, what they will say. Now I shall not talk, but I have been forced to talk for half an hour or more than that, and they have become very much afraid. Why? Lion, tiger or elephant, or a lion. Why they are afraid?